Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, welcome to episode 51 of the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. I'm Sarah Baumer, your host and teacher. I teach a slow-flowing, alignment-based practice. We're going to do a 40-minute practice today. It's the active version of a class that I'm calling Tech Antidote. This class will work to target the areas that get stagnant after long hours of working at a computer or staring into a small screen. You will need 1 block for this practice. If you have other props, you could have them around as well, but the 1 block will be the thing that's most necessary. And if you're traveling or you don't have a block, you could use a folded blanket or a towel to create the same kind of lift that the block will. So take this time right now to grab all of your props, turn off your alarms and devices so that you can really be free of disruptions during your practice. And if you need to, just hit pause and be sure that your space is free of any kind of distraction so that you can begin to focus in on creating a change in your mental and physical space. If you have any questions or comments, please be in touch. I love hearing from each one of you, whether you've become one of my online students
via these podcasts or if you take my live classes. You can find some show notes on the website at sarahbyoga.com. These and other episodes can always be found there. And lastly, before we get started, if you're enjoying these podcasts, please consider donating to the cause. Thanks for listening. Have a great class. Okay, so we're going to get started with a more restorative pose, just to really start to open up the chest, the shoulders, the neck, even the face a little bit. So we'll be using our block. And the block is going to be on its lowest height on the floor. And if you see your block, you have a sort of a long end of the block and then the short end. And the long end is going to go along the spine, kind of parallel or right underneath the spine at the upper back. And with the block, there's these four corners that you're going to be lying on. And the two of the corners are going to be right up in that area in the shoulders that tend to be that area where, you know, if you want a massage, you ask somebody to kind of massage your shoulders, those typical spots that get tight. You're going to try to have the body lying down on the block so that those spots that really need that attention are pressing into two of the corners of the block, and then the other two corners will be down the spine, you know, however long that block is, what, 8 inches or so, down the spine on either side of the spine, and more of that muscular part on either side of the bone. So you'll lie down with the hips on the floor and the upper back up on the block, and so the head is free of the block, as is the neck. From there, you can interlace your fingers right back behind the head and just let the head start to rest into the hands. Close your eyes and really just begin to focus on the weight dropping. Your elbows can widen. Soften the jaw, soften the eyes. Now, if this is a really big stretch for you and it's too much for the neck or the head, you can always place something else under the head and not just have the hands being there to support you. But if you can, just see if you can kind of be here with this beginning opening. Notice if your face is holding any tension, if you've been tensing in the eyes or in the mouth. Try to soften and release the corners of the eyes. Feel the eyebrows start to spread and really soften the forehead. Feeling the air coming in through the nose and letting the inhale expand the belly, the ribs, and the chest. And on your exhale, feel the weight of the body really dropping into the block. If the legs are long, bend your knees so that the feet are on the floor and the knees are pointing up. And continuing to have the head in the hands, just take a tiny lift of the hips. Just peel the tail off of the floor. And as you do that, reach the tail towards the foot end of the mat, like you're trying to lengthen the lower back part of the spine. And as you do lift the tail, it's going to take the back bend out of the lower back a little bit, and you may be able to release into the back bend higher up in your back, really letting your head start to drop. And this is also going to put more pressure onto the upper back, that's the part that's resting in on the block. So from here, with the hips lifted, you can do a little bit of moving side to side, even kind of forward and back, to use the corners of the block as a little massage tool into those tight spots in the upper back. Good. And then letting the hips drop, you're going to release your hands from back behind the head. And for some of you, the head's going to be able to release towards the floor, and that will feel really good. For others, this is just too intense on the neck, and the neck isn't flexible enough to do that. So here's where you might want to slide like a pillow or a blanket underneath the head just to give it a little bit of support so that you can let the head be free without the hands. And from there, reach the arms straight up to the ceiling with the palms facing one another. And as you breathe in, begin to extend the arms overhead so that the arms move alongside the ears, continuing to really reach the arms towards the head side of the mat, towards the opposite side is where your feet are. Feeling the reach of the arms come from the side body. Imagining that side seam that you have in your shirt and really extending, reaching the side ribs up through the armpits, all the way towards the fingertips. As you're taking this reach of the arms, really see if you can feel the weight of the hips dropping and resting down so that you feel that there's a reach in two directions, the hips falling and the arms extending. Good. And then keeping the legs as they are, take the arms back up towards the ceiling. We're going to take eagle arms. So your right arm is going to cross in front of your left, and you're really trying to cross way up at the upper arm. From there, you bend the elbows and either bring the backs of the hands or the palms together for the eagle arms. Good. Really trying to reach the elbows a bit towards the ceiling. And as you exhale, lift the head and the shoulders up, taking the elbows towards the legs, and then press into the feet to lift your hips up as well. So your hips and your head are lifting, and your elbows are moving towards your navel. And as you breathe in, release your hips back down, release the head back towards the floor, and extend the arms more overhead, still in eagle arms. Taking that again, elbows move towards the navel, hips lift up, and you're rounding the back. Draw the chin into the chest. Again, inhale to open. Let the head drop, extend the arms. Last time with this set of arms, exhale, rounding, lifting the hips. Good, then set the hips back down. Bring the hands back behind the head. Interlace the fingers, let the elbows widen. Take a full breath in and a breath out. And maybe even reaching with your hands, trying to pull the weight of the head out of the neck just a little bit. And then releasing the head so that it's on its own. So we can take the second side with the eagle arms, taking the arms up towards the ceiling first and then crossing the left arm in front of the right. Really crossing way up at the upper arm bones. Bend the elbows, bring the backs of the hands or the palms together. Breathe in and breathe out. Taking elbows towards navel, lift the head, lift the hips around the back. And then inhale, drop the hips back to the floor, release the head towards the floor, and extend the arms more overhead. Your exhale lifts you up, rounding, lifting the head, lifting the hips. Your inhale drops the hips down and releases the arms back overhead. Good. Last time, exhaling, hips lift, elbows draw to the navel, tuck the chin into the chest. Really feel like you're curling into a tight little ball. Feel that pressure of the block into the back. Good. And then gently releasing that and taking your time to roll off of the block, set the block aside, and then just come up to sit, sitting up in Baddha Konasana right away. So that's where the soles of the feet are together. The heels can come in towards the pubic bone and the knees are out wide. Take the hands to the ankles for a moment, kind of clasp onto the ankles, draw the elbows in towards the waist. Feel the shoulders sliding back. Lift the chest. Feel the sternum rise. Just take a tiny back bend through the upper back as you feel the shoulders moving back. Imagine that block right behind the back. supporting this shape. Good. Then exhale, just find a neutral spine and bring your arms towards the right so that the arms are framing your right leg. So the right arm's on the outer part of the leg, left arm is on the inner part of the leg. And then just start to walk the hands out so that you're folding over the right leg. Right knee and the forehead are getting closer towards one another, letting the right knee just drop towards the floor as the forehead falls towards the knee. And then extend the left arm just a little bit more. Just have a little bit more energy and reach through the left arm. Trying to keep the left sitting bone grounded and the left knee heavy. Feeling the breath expand into the back body. Good. Inhale, slowly rolling up. Just taking the second side with that. So twisting gently towards the left. Frame the left leg with the arms. And then walk the arms and the hands out, letting the forehead drop towards the left knee. Seeing if you can reach a little bit more through the right arm. And as you reach through the right arm, the stretch may become a little bit more intense through the right side body and the right lower back. And just making sure that the right sitting bone hasn't popped up. So you keep the right sitting bone rooting towards the earth and the right knee dropping. And just take one last full breath in here, working to expand some space into the back body. And slowly rolling up. Great. Let's come up to hands and knees. Planting the hands right under the shoulders, knees underneath the hips. As you breathe in, taking a cow spine, lifting the sitting bones, releasing the belly towards the floor, and taking the sternum forward. And just pause here, but take a full breath in. Stay in your cow spine, and as you exhale, take a lion's breath with the face and with the mouth. So you open the mouth, you stick the tongue out, and you really open the eyes. You can also gaze up with the eyes. So breathing in through the nose, and as you exhale, taking that sound with the tongue sticks out, opening the mouth. Good. Let's inhale back to neutral. And exhale, round the back into a cat spine. Curl the chin in, drop the tail. And breathing in, coming back into your cow spine. Breathing out, lion's pose. Opening the mouth, stick the tongue out, and gaze up. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, move the spine, rounding it into a cat spine. Drop the head, curl the chin in. Spread the shoulder blades as you press the floor away and drop the tail. Once more, that sequence, inhaling to cow spine. Stay in your cow spine as you exhale, lion's pose. Close the mouth, inhale through the nose. Exhale, rounding into your cat spine. Dropping the head. Try to spread open the shoulder blades. Good. Inhaling to neutral. Turn the toes under. Exhale. Reach back. Down dog. Feeling the thumb and the index finger press down and forward through the mat. The thigh bones move back in space. The upper arm bones and the ears are close to one another, almost in line with one another. And you feel the armpits spinning as if the armpits had little eyes on them and the armpits were trying to look towards the ears. So the armpits are spinning to face the ears. That's going to turn the upper arm bones in an external rotation. Let's take a little bend of the knees here in this first down dog. The hamstrings can get really tight if you have been sitting for a while. Feeling how your sitting bones can still be very active and lifting even though the knees are in that slight little bend. Good. rotate. Our inhale breath is going to take us forward into plank. Our exhale drops the knees and right away come into a cat spine. Drop the head, curl the back, lift the lower belly. Inhale, come into your cow spine. Take the sternum forward. Turn the toes under and keep that lift of the hips as you come back to down dog. Exhale. Inhaling, spinning the armpits towards the ears. Exhale, long out through the nose. And inhale forward to high plank again. Exhale, drop the knees down, round the back. Cat spine, curling chin in. Inhale to cow, taking the sternum forward. Exhale, back down dog. Taking a few full breaths here. Looking back at the feet, making sure that your feet are hips distance. You're going to lift the heels high, but try to lift the heels without taking the weight forward into your shoulder. So as you lift the heels up, your sitting bones keep moving up and back and keep pressing the floor away so that your shoulders don't actually come forward over your wrists at all. And then with the heels high, start to turn so that the toes point to the left and the heels to the right, and then set the heels back down. Sort of like what a hieroglyph could look like. So you set the heels down, then press through the left hand and really reach through the outer left hip, and you'll likely get a nice little side stretch here. Good. Then inhale, lift the heels up again, turn the toes to the right and the heels to the left, setting the heels down if you can, pressing through the right arm, trying to take the outer right hip back. Great. And then coming back to neutral with the feet. Look forward towards the hands. And let's step the right hand to the outside of the right foot to the outside of the right hand. So right foot steps forward to the outside of the right hand. So you're in a lunge with the back leg lifted. Nice and wide with the feet. Press back through the heel. And just for a moment, be very active with that back thigh extending, lifting up through the back thigh. And then take the sternum forward, even gaze forward, coming up to your fingertips. Taking a full breath in. Good. Then exhale, release the back knee down, untuck the toes. And you could use your block here for this, bringing your forearms down to a block that's right underneath your chest, or bringing the forearms down to the floor. And once the forearms are settled, really let the weight of the hips drop and even allow your head to fall here. So you're looking back towards the left thigh and just taking some deep breaths into a bit more of this passive stretch through the front of the left hip. Then slowly bringing the hands back to the floor, planting the palms firmly, extend through your back leg, so your back leg's long, and just slip your right leg straight back into plank. Breathe in. And breathe out, slowly lower all the way onto your belly. Untuck the toes. Extend the arms alongside the body, turning the palms to face the legs. Float the shoulders up. Feel the head lifting, but keep the chin slightly tucked in to feel the back of the neck stay long. And just feel what kind of a lift, what kind of a back bend you have here. Starting to explore the strength in the upper back and the lower back. Take one more breath in here. And then exhale, plant the hands down under the shoulders. Press yourself back up to either plank or your knees and reach back to down dog. Good. Looking towards your hand, step the left foot to the outside of the left hand. keep the back leg long for a moment. Really press through the back heel, lift the back thigh up. Even come up onto your fingertips and extend the chest forward, gazing slightly forward, like you're about to take off for a quick sprint. Starting to feel that opening in the legs. And then release the back knee down to the floor, untuck the toes. Bring the forearms down either to your block or to the floor right underneath the chest. And let the head release down. The hips are moving forward and down. Good. Try to continue to soften the face, finding one spot to gaze at. Allowing your gaze to start to move to more of an internal place. Now that we've started to move just a little bit, your mind may start to be calming down a bit. So this class and the other tech antidote classes that I'm working on are not just for your body, but also for the imbalances you may find, the mental fatigue, the brain fog, sort of that emotional roller coaster that being connected and online for hours can do to your whole self. So just noticing how it may take a little while for you to really kind of step into that. Stepping into that unwinding. Great, so let's place the hands back to the floor, extend the back leg. And then slowly step the left foot straight back into plank. Gently lower all the way down to the floor again. Untuck the toes. Inhale, this time taking a small cobra or an upward facing dog. Whatever you are ready for today. Extending the sternum forward and reaching back through the legs. And then on your next exhalation, reach back to downward facing dog. From down dog, lift the heels high, gaze to the hands, step or take a light little hop up to the hands. Bring the feet all the way together at the top of the mat so the big toe mound inner area touches. Inhale, extend through flat back. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, reach the arms out and up, bringing the palms together. And exhale, releasing the hands down to heart center. Your breath in reaches the arms out and up. Let the gaze lift up towards the thumbs. Exhale, fold forward. Breathing in, lengthen flat back. Breathing out, fold forward. Seeing if you can find your block nearby, just taking a hold of your block and pressing the hands into either side of the block. And as you breathe in, just with a tiny bend of your knees, just so you're not locking, you're going to reach the arms forward and up, moving through a flat back with the arms straight out, trying to take the arms alongside the ears, come all the way up to stand. So you're standing in Tadasana with the arms overhead, press the palms into the block, feel the tailbone drop down, take a strong exhalation, drawing the navel back, and then continuing to press the hands into the blocks, lift up and over to the right, taking a side bend to the right. Feel your right hand really press up into the block so that your left hand has something to move into and stretch with. Good. One more breath in, expanding into the left side, and then bringing the block back up through center. Just lower the arms down for a moment just to give your arms a rest. Breathe in. You might take a little roll of the shoulders here. Good. Then taking the arms back up, hands pressing firmly into the blocks, lift up and over to the left. Feeling how your left hand can press into the block so that your right hand has something to push into and then reach with. Trying to reach the right side longer and longer, keeping the tail hanging down. Good. Inhale, coming back up to stand. And exhale, just fold forward, bringing the block through your center, planting the block back to the floor, fingertips on the earth. Inhale, extend flat back. Exhale, plant in the handstep or hop back to high plank, slowly lowering through your vinyasa, coming either through chaturanga or to the floor. Breathing into small cobra or upward facing dog. And as you exhale, reach back, downward facing dog. Okay, bringing the feet together at the back of the mat. Inhale, float the right leg up and back, keeping the right leg straight, keeping the hips square. So your right knee stays facing down, the right toes stay facing down. Really wrap the outer right hip down a bit. Take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, step the right foot halfway to the hands. So the right foot's going to be on the floor, maybe about a foot behind your right wrist. And then turning all 10 toes to the right, so that if you look back at your back foot, your right foot, you're on the pinky toe side of the right foot. Excuse me, pinky toe side of your left foot. That's the foot that's at the far back of the mat. And from there, we're coming into a Vashisasana, or a side plank variation. The right arm's going to lift up, and you're going to turn the belly to the right, press into the floor with your right foot, and then try to lift the hips up. So as you press the left hand down, lift the hips, extend open through the arms. If you're ready for full Vashisasana, you can step the right foot back and stack the right leg on top of the left. Good. Taking one more full breath in here. And then extend the arms, the right arm alongside the ear, finding a little bit of a side stretch again. From there, circle the right hand to the floor and step back to plank. Good. Reach all the way back, downward facing dog. Breathing in and breathing out, the feet come together. Left leg will lift up so that you're in a one-legged dog with that left leg still in a neutral rotation. The outer left hip is dropping down a bit. The toes and the left knee are facing down. On your exhale, step your left foot halfway to your left hand. And then start to turn all the toes to the left. So that when you look back at your right foot, the foot that's towards the far end of the mat, you're on the pinky toe edge. You'll balance on that edge as you lift the left arm up, extending the left arm to the ceiling, spinning the hips, really pressing that left foot into the floor. And if you are ready for it, you can step the left foot all the way back for full Vashisasana. Good. The left arm is going to reach all the way alongside the ear, whichever variation you're in. And then circle the left hand down to the floor. Step back to plank, lower the knees, and rest in child's pose. Soften the forehead. Back up to your hands and your knees. Exhale, reach back to down dog. Bringing the feet together at the back of the mat. Inhale, just one breath. Lift the right leg up and back. Exhale, step the right foot forward between the hands and release the back knee down to the earth. Untuck the toes. Bringing the hands up to the front knee, just gently resting them there. So there's no weight on the hands. And you feel the hips really coming forward. Continuing to try to open up the left hip. Press the right heel down and inhale, lift the arms overhead. From here, we're going to really activate the back leg. So you want to make sure that your ankle isn't sickling. So your ankle, both sides of the ankle are long and you're kind of reaching through the ankle, feeling the top of the foot on the floor. Keep pressing the top of the foot on the floor so much that you feel that your left knee gets light, and you might be able to press the top of the left foot down so much that your left knee actually lifts up. So it's very active and strong with the legs, pushing the right foot into the earth sole of the right foot down and the top of the left foot down so that your left knee might lift. And then extend even more through the arms, reaching the arms up and back, letting the gaze start to float up. Good. And when you're ready, bringing everything down, planting the hands back to the floor. Extend your back leg and just shorten your stance slightly. So you'll step your left foot forward an inch or two, then circle the back heel down so that your left toes are pointing out towards 10 o'clock. From there, come all the way up to stand, bringing the hands to your hips. As you breathe in, reach the right arm up overhead. As you breathe out, we're coming out into triangle pose. So extending through the right side, reaching the right hand down to the big toe side of the foot. You might slide your block there. Keep your left hand on your hip. Continue to feel the right thigh bone spin outward to the right as you turn your belly to the left and open the left hip. That's going to start to turn the rib cage and the chest as well, so that your left shoulder is stacked right on top of the right shoulder. And then press firmly through the left foot, little toe side of the left foot. And from there, you can start to take your left arm straight up, finding that full reach of the triangle pose. The head and the tail are moving in opposite directions. Exhale. Gently release your left hand down. Set your block aside if you're using it. Plant the hands and step right back to down dog. From down dog, bring the feet together and float the left leg up and back. Exhale, step the left foot forward between the hands, dropping the back knee down for low lunge, Anjane Asana. Untuck the back toes. Bring the hands up to the front knee. Feeling the weight of the hips start to settle. Try to curl the tail down and feel the lower belly drawing up. And inhale, extend the arms up overhead. And then we really start to fire up the legs. So you want to make sure that your back ankle is not doing anything crazy. So the toes are kind of moving straight out from the leg. They're not pointing in or out, but the toes are really pointing straight back. And then you press the top of that back foot into the floor and see how much power you can push down with in order to lift the right knee up. That's just an option. It might just get light. But as you do that, you'll feel more of a reach and a stretch through the right hip flexor. Continue to really extend through the arms, maybe taking the arms back, finding a deeper back bend. One more full breath in. Stay active with that back leg. And exhale, release the hands down. Planting the hands and extending the back leg long. And then just shorten your stance. Your back foot steps forward a few inches. Turn the back heel down. And come up to stand. Straightening both legs, bringing the hands to the hips. Inhale the left arm up. And as you exhale, moving down and out towards your triangle pose, the left hand can come to the big toe side of the foot, either on a block or the hand could come to your ankle. Continue to spin the left thigh bone outward to the left and churning the belly to the right so that your belly and your left thigh are spinning in opposition to one another. Continue to feel the rib cage turn to the right, open the chest, stacking the right shoulder on top of the left shoulder, and then taking your right arm straight up towards the ceiling. Great. On your next exhalation, just releasing that top hand down, bend the front knee, pick the back heel up, step back to down dog. Inhale forward to high plank and exhale all the way onto your belly. Interlace the fingers back behind the back. keeping the hands right at the sacrum. Bend the elbows and try to draw the elbows towards one another. As you do that, you'll feel the shoulders gently lift. And then inhaling, float the head and the shoulders higher as you extend the hands, the clasped hands, down the legs. Okay, taking one more breath in here. And exhale, releasing, unclasp the hands, plant the hands under the shoulders, and just press back to hands and knees for a moment. If you do have a block, I'm going to have you use it right now, taking the block with the shortest width right in between the legs. So you put the block between the upper thighs, and you're just going to lie straight back down, and we're going to do the exact same thing we just did with the block there. So once you lie down, you may need to reposition the block a little bit so it's more comfortable. Hug the block with the inner thighs, but do still feel the pubic bone moving down, the legs rooting into the earth. Then interlace the fingers behind the back, feeling first the hands at the sacrum, bend the elbows, draw the elbows towards one another, lift the shoulders, lift the head, and you might feel your block. Some of you might be able to just take the clasped hands and slide the hands down the block. Go ahead, take two more full breaths here, opening the chest, really filling and expanding the lungs. And then releasing, planting the hands so they're right underneath your forehead. And keep the block there for right now. Just resting the hands there on the floor, resting the forehead on the hands, and then relaxing the shoulders. Feel free to release the glutes here. Good. So we're going to keep the forehead and the hands touching. So you're kind of gluing the hands and the forehead to one another. Keep reaching back through the legs. And begin to lift the elbows and then the hands with the forehead on them up. Breathing in as you lift and breathing out as you lower down. Dynamically taking that a few times. Inhale to lift. Exhale to lower. It's not going to be too high. Breathing in, lift. Exhale, lower. Again, inhale, lifting. Notice if your shoulders are creeping up to the ear. So keep the shoulders down from the ears and reaching out and wide. Good. Exhale, lower. And last time, inhale, lift. Exhale, release. Good. Relaxing. If you still have that block between the legs, you can slide it out from between the legs. We're going to take one more upper back strengthener. These exercises are really great for our posture and just to reverse anything that happens when we're sitting or looking down for long periods of time. So you're going to take your, still on your belly, taking your hands, your arms out into cactus shape. And just float the structure of the arms up, lifting the chest, lifting the head. As you breathe in, you're going to reach your arms forward overhead, straightening the arms, trying to get the upper arms alongside the ears. That's your breath in. As you breathe out, come back into a lifted cactus shape. So breathing in, reaching the arms forward and straight. Breathing out, coming to cactus, and lifting the chest. Inhale, reach the arms forward. Exhale, reach the arms back to cactus. Feel the chest lift. And last time, inhale, arms forward. Exhale, reaching the arms back. Good. Taking a moment to rest, still on your belly. Hands can just be underneath the forehead. Take a full breath in and expand the belly towards the earth. And exhale. Okay, bring your fingertips out wide so that they're off of the mat, but they're kind of right out from your shoulders. The elbows are going to point up and then push down with the fingertips so that you lift into a small cobra shape with the upper body. And just move your elbows side to side a little bit, taking the torso with you, working to feel some movement in the shoulder blades. This is a bit free form here, letting the head move side to side. It's really as if there's a string on either elbow and somebody's pulling that string to the side. And then the other side, just letting the upper back find some movement, letting the head move with the shoulders, with the upper back. Good. And then giving that a rest. Option here for deepest back bend would be bow pose. Bending the knees, taking the hands back, finding the ankles. And then slowly lifting up. Other option is Sphinx pose, just bringing the elbows right underneath the shoulders. Forearms are parallel with one another. So just taking it 5 breaths in, one more back bend of your choice. Feeling how the front of the throat can open, releasing the lower set of teeth, letting the belly expand. Good. And gently releasing out of your back bend of choice, planting the hands under the shoulders. Push back to hands and knees and reach to down dog for another few breaths. Letting the feet tread. And then gently releasing your knees down. Transition so that you're on your back. You're going to want to have your block again. Lying down on your back with the feet on the floor, knees pointing up, preparing your structure for bridge pose. Press the feet into the floor and then take your block and slide the block underneath the sacrum for supported bridge. I really like the tallest height with supported bridge, the tallest height for the block, but depending on your flexibility, you can use any of the 3 heights. And just making sure that it's right underneath that bony part of the lower back, right at the top of the pelvis. Roll the shoulders gently underneath the body so that you still have a lift of the chest here. Let the eyes close. And just feeling the front of the belly and the pelvis passively open. Continuing to feel the brain start to unwind, softening the hairline area. And then taking your feet and slowly start to walk the feet down the mat until the legs are straight or as straight as you can get them. You can have your feet be a little wider than hips distance, even mat's distance is fine. And then extending through the ankles, reaching the toes towards the floor. continuing to feel that stretch through the front of the hip flexors. See if you can expand the chest and feel the rib cage moving away from the pelvis, the rib cage moving towards the face. And if this option with the straight legs, unsupported bridge, is too much for your lower back, just bend your knees again and plant your feet to the floor. So taking about 5 more breaths wherever you're at. And walk your feet back in towards your hips if they're not there already. Press the feet down to lift the hips up. Slide the block out from underneath you. Slowly rolling your hips back down to the floor and hug the knees into the chest. Taking the right knee with the right hand and the left knee with the left hand. Spread the knees wide, opening up the inner thighs. And if you need a little bit more stretch, more intensity, take happy baby pose. And slowly releasing your feet, letting your legs lengthen long. Set yourself up for Shavasana. And once you're settled in Shavasana, just begin to let the eyes close softly, the eyelids relax over the eyes. Noticing how much more aware you may be of your skin, of your sensation, even of some small aches and pains, some things, areas in the body that you maybe were ignoring throughout the day. Noticing if there's an area of the body that is unable to really let its weight drop. Spending a few moments with your mind's attention on that area. Thank you. feeling that space melt and soften towards the floor. Slowly start to find some movement down at the tips of the fingers and the toes, moving as you feel ready, taking some deeper breaths. And then making your movements a little bit bigger, eventually rolling to your side. And then using your hands to press up to a comfortable seat. And bring the palms together. And may you be free of inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. And may you care for yourself joyfully. Take a breath in. And exhale, folding forward. Namaste. Just taking a moment as you're finishing your practice to be grateful for allowing yourself that time to really shift gears and be with just your body for an hour. And so that's the end of this episode of the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. If you appreciate this show and want to support these podcasts, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. They really do make a difference. If you have any questions about the podcast, you can email me at info@sarahbyoga.com. And lastly, if you're able, please consider donating to keep these podcasts coming. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the mat next time.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, dana is the inclination to give. To give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.